The city of Aspen launched a new website this week highlighting modern-era local architecture. The 73 properties featured on the site were built post-World War II, mainly between the 1940s and 1970s. The mid-20th century was when Aspen went from being a quiet mountain town to an internationally known resort, and the changes are reflected in the area's architecture. Amy Simon is the historic preservation officer with the city of Aspen.
You know, by 1960, I think Walter Cronkite came here to help dedicate the new public library on Main Street. You know, 15 years before that, the town had been really in poverty after the war, and just it's a substantial change to happen to a place in such a short period of time, and these buildings help to tell us how that happened.
The website's primary goal is to educate visitors about sculptures and properties such as the Tyrolean Lodge and Pepke Auditorium. It also highlights architects like Herbert Beyer, Fritz Benedict, and Tom Benton. The city used a grant from the National Trust for Historic Preservation to create the website. Beth Wiedauer of the Trust says many modern-era buildings have been demolished nationally. She says this group of historic structures is particularly vulnerable.
Modern is one that we are particularly attentive to because it is one of the younger styles of historic architecture. In most cases, it takes 40, 50, 60 years away from a period for the population to recognize a particular design as being significant.
One of the featured architects on the site is Harry Weiss, who designed the Given Institute. The building on Aspen's West End was demolished in 2011. About half of the properties featured on the Aspen website are designated landmarks, which helps protect them from being destroyed. You can find out more about the new modern buildings website by going to aspenpublicradio.org.